I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today. Hey, listen, I want to jump right into this episode. I'm going to start this episode by saying this. And I hope you don't take this out of context, but I hope that you feel this in your heart and that you really understand this, because this is an episode today that is life-changing, period. When you understand this, it changes the whole landscape of your life. The whole landscape of your life. But I want to tell you this. Don't spend 10 minutes of your life on people that ain't going to be thinking about you 10 years after you're dead. Don't spend 10 minutes of your life on people that ain't going to be thinking about you 10 minutes after you're dead. And the reason that I say that is because so many of us, we live for a world that's not going to give a damn about us. Excuse my language, but I'm passionate right now. That's not going to give a damn about us once we're gone. Once you're in the dirt, they ain't gonna give a damn about you. Life is going to go on, and it's crazy because what's wild is we spend so much of our life worrying about those people, worrying about this world that's going to fade. Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I wanna help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it.
One thing that's inevitable, and I know people cringe when they hear this, but you got to stop cringing and realize it's the truth that you are going to die. We're all going to die at some point. That's facts. Depending on what you believe, you know, you die to live forever. That's what I believe in. But the fact of the matter is, on this physical world, your physical self is going to die. And the thing that I've realized, you know, I went to visit my mom. It was the month of her passing. I went to visit her. And if you know me, right, I've been doing this. Like, I'll go to cemeteries. And what's wild is that the cemetery that I used to go to all the time to help me get a grasp on life, because I've always thought like this, is the same cemetery my mom is now buried in. And so I went to visit my mom yesterday, and I had this thought. And I shared it on Instagram, but I had this thought. And this thought was, I wonder, out of all the people that my mom did things for, and I understand there's some people that can't because they live far. There's some people that don't go to, I understand all of that. But out of all the people that my mom did things for, right? All the opinions that my mom tried to please, right? All the people that maybe worried my mom. I wonder how many of those people are going to bring flowers to my mom's grave. I wonder how many those people are going to actually come visit my mom. And it had me thinking about life that I want you to think about right now. Because what's true is that there's less than 1% of people in your life that's actually gonna come to your gravesite, that's actually gonna think about you 5 years after you're gone. Because majority of the people, and it's just facts, after your funeral, you're just gonna become a memory. That's it. And to most people, you ain't even gonna become a memory. You're gonna be out of sight, out of mind. And oftentimes we live for those people. And my rule of thumb is this. If I know you're not going to be thinking about me 5 or 10 years or even a year after I'm gone, I'm not going to spend my energy in my life trying to please you, aka social media, aka haters, aka all these people that you're doing things for that ain't going to be there for your family once you're gone. That ain't going to be there for you once you're gone. They ain't going to pay respects once you're gone. And we live our whole entire life like that. It is time for you to get clear. And you heard me say this a million times in podcast episodes before, but it hits differently now. It's time for you to get clear on what matters and who matters. in your life. And the people that should matter, the people that you should prioritize, the people that you should spend time with, because time is the most valuable thing that we have. And some of us spend time on the people that don't matter. Some of us spend time on the comments on social media. You know, the reason why I'm not bothered by social media and that, because I understand what's real. I understand that. I understand that, you know, in this world that so many people only love you for what you can do, period. Once you stop doing it, they stop loving you. But the problem is a lot of us don't have a grasp of that. A lot of us, right, we never go for it because we're so afraid to be judged by people that ain't gonna be at your funeral, that people that ain't gonna bring flowers to your gravesite, and you allowing those people from keeping you to live a life that you're meant to live. Think about that for a second. Think about it. And so for myself, I have a very clear understanding of that. That's why I don't live for social media. I don't live for all the hype. I don't live for people gassing me up. I don't live for, you know, the hate. I don't live for none of that. Because I know when I'm gone, the only people that's really going to be affected by it, the only people that's really going to care years later are the people that truly matter to me in my life. And so what I want you to do right now is I want you to get clear on this. And I ain't even playing, man. Get clear on this stuff. Because I'm tired of people sitting here like so unprioritized in their life and they live for a world that's not going to care. And you sit and you disconnect from the world that actually gives a damn about you. So I want you to write this down, like write down a list of people right now in your life that's actually going to bring you flowers to your grave. Write down those people. Who are the people in your life that you believe once you leave this earth, once you're dead and gone, 10 years, 15 years, write down a list of people who will bring flowers to your grave. Because those are the people that you should be living for. Not this world that's going to fade. Not this world that don't care about you. Not this world that's going to go to the next trend. Not this world that's going to go to the next influencer. Not this world that's going to go to the next employee. Not this world that's going to go to the next whatever. Because the fact of the matter is, when your world stops, this world keeps moving on to the next. Life goes on. And that's this truth. People's world, as much as you probably think, man, like people are going to, no, you get your 2-hour celebration. You get your 2-hour funeral celebration. Some tears are dropped. But for the majority, 99% of the people in your ecosystem, I promise you, their life is going to go on. And as their life goes on, the memory of you is going to fade, period. That might be hard to digest, but it's true. And like I said, maybe it hits differently because I just lost my mom. Maybe it hits differently, but I've been talking about this stuff. So write down that list, right? Write down the list of people that you know if you were to leave this world, their world would stop, period. Who are those people that they would be affected by, that their life would change? A piece of their heart would be gone if you left. Write down those names because those are the people that truly care about you. Those are the people that you need to create experiences with. Those are the people that you need to create memories with. Those are the people that you need to spend your time with. Not this world that's going to fade. Write down those names and prioritize your life because at the end of the day, once you leave this earth, man, I cannot stress this enough, the world will freaking go on. And some of us, we give it our all to a job that's just gonna replace us. Our job might send some flowers to the funeral and that's it, and then they move it on. Rightfully so, because they got their own business. Some of us are living for all these followers online, worrying about their comments, worrying about this, worrying about that. And as soon as you leave, they might send a shout out to you on your anniversary, on your death. But guess what? They moving on to the next. That's the reality about life. You're not as important as you think that you are to this world, but you are important to the things in your world, to the people in your world. I hope that y'all getting this, man. I hope that you getting this and it's sitting in your soul because you need to understand this. You need to understand it because most of us won't understand it until, I don't know if we can understand it there or not, but until it's too late. And you realize that you lived an entire life. You know, I seen my mother laying in hospice for months, and there's people that checked on my mom for sure. But I can play a video for you on social media right now that'll show you that my mom will tell you out of her own mouth that, dang, I thought people was going to be here for me that wasn't when she was going through her first journey of cancer. Dang, I thought people was going to be here, show up for me that didn't show up. When it gets real, you're going to see who's real. And what breaks my heart is that we will disconnect from our kids to build a business. right? And I'm not telling you not to do that. I'm not telling you, but I'm telling you to prioritize. We'll disconnect from the ones that will be by our bedside, the ones that will take care of us. We will disconnect from those people to a world of fake love, to a world of facade, to a world of gassing you up. But really, they don't give a damn if you're running on E. They don't care about that. We will disconnect from the people that really matter to us to connect to the people that really don't give a damn about us at the end of the day. Write down that list. Write down that list of people. Write it down and get very clear on that. And that list might be small, but that's how you need to live your life. And I promise you, when you focus on that, life becomes more beautiful. Life becomes less stressful. I've learned over this last few years, but especially this last year, to not stress out. Like people say, Trina, you're okay. I'm fine. My heart is broke, right? I'm going through a lot in my life because I miss my mom, right? My grandmother is in hospice right now, but my grandmother's 95 years old, so my grandmother is living a long life, right? I went through some things, but I'm going through those things because I care about those people. And that's what I'm saying. Some of us, we prioritize people that wouldn't lose sleep if we got sick, that wouldn't lose sleep, right, when we go through the most. We prioritize those people. We prioritize strangers that ain't gonna come to our funeral. That ain't gonna even pay respect. And we prioritize those people. Whether it's you prioritizing them with their opinions that don't matter, where you prioritize them with the hate that they give you, or whether it's you prioritizing them being around them because you think that they care about you when they really don't. So get clear. Get clear on that list. And this is a list that's how you live life, because at the end of the day, life is about two things, right? It's about love and it's about memories. So make sure you give it and make sure you create them. That's what life is about. It's about love and it's about memories, about experiences with the people that you love so they can hold on to those memories. I'm glad that I can hold on to so many memories with the people that's left my life, with my grandparents, with my mother, with my friends that's left. I'm glad I can hold on to that. So get clear, man. Get clear on what matters and who matters. And don't get lost in this facade world that is gonna fade, right? The comparison that you wrapping your life around, oh, I need this or I need that. The people selling you a perfect life that you think you need to live, like that is facade. That is facade. What matters are the things that feed your soul, that fuel your spirit. That's what matters. What matters is what you can leave here for the people once you leave here. That's what matters. That's what I call legacy. That's what matters. And it's not the things that you think. It's not the tangible things that people can grab onto. It is the things. It's not about what you leave here physically. It's what you leave in people spiritually. It's how you made them feel. It's what you gave them, the tools that you gave them. What you said to them that can hold on to, that they can always remember. My grandmother told me things that I still hold on to this day. My grandfather told me things that I still hold on to. Absolutely, my mother has shown me things that I still held on to. My friend that committed suicide, y'all know what that story. So it's time for you to start living your life like that. And I know this podcast episode might make you cringe because you're like, I don't want to talk about death. I don't want to talk. But listen, it's real. And you will never truly die anyway if you live a life of focus and priority, because you're going to affect the lives of those that really need you and those that really care about you. That's why I used to go to that cemetery so much. It's because it made me understand that time is going to run out. Time is going to expire. And how do I want to live my life? Like, what's truly important? I can't answer what's important for you. I can't decide that. I'm not here to tell you what's important. Right? I'm not that type of speaker or type of whatever you want to call me. This is your life, not mine. I'm just here to share my truth. And if it doesn't apply to you, cool. But if you can find something from this truth and apply it to your life, I love it. But you got to find out what matters to you. What's important to you? You have to find that out. I just hope that what's important to you is something that will last, man. Right? I hope it's not, the physical things of this world that you can't take with you. That you can't take with you, that you can't bring with you, that and you wrap your self-worth around these things. Well, your self-worth should be wrapped around the things that can never fade. It's your family, right? That you're connected with. It's your mission. You know, I talked about it in my last podcast episode, what my mother said, right? It's about presence. It's about priorities. It's about purpose. That's what life is about. It's not about how big your house is. It's not about how many cars you got, because none of that stuff matters. How many followers on social media? It doesn't matter. It doesn't. And I'm not a person that's telling you that don't have none of those things, right? It doesn't matter. I've been highly successful, what the world would consider successful, right? I got my own definition, but I'm just using the world's terms since I was 25 years old. I've been doing rehab time for the last 10 years, right? I got everything they say will make you happy, will make you fulfill, everything, all of that stuff. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't. Social media followers can't heal the pain when the pain is deep. They can't. Right? And I'm not saying I don't appreciate people who follow me, because there's so many people who spoke life into my life, gave me everything. But I'm talking about follower account, a blue check by your name cannot heal the pain when the pain is deep. $1 million in your bank account cannot heal the pain when the pain is deep. No matter how big your house is, guess what? The pain in your heart will still be there, period. And I'm not telling you not to go get those things, but understand what truly matters. Those things will be left here. Those possessions will be left to someone else to have, to receive. But what truly lives on, what truly gains residual, what you leave, residual, the residual effect of your life is not in your possessions. It's in your purpose. Hello. And I know y'all feel my passion right now, man. I don't think I ever felt like this in so long, because I want you to get this. The residual effect of your life is not in your possessions. It's in your purpose. If you want your life to continue to affect, to continue to grow, to continue to influence, to continue to impact, to continue to stay alive, it is not in your possessions. It is not your social media account. It is not the money in your bank account. It is not those things. It's not the status that the world tries to give you to make you feel special about yourself because you got a title attached to your name. It is not that. It is in your purpose. If your purpose creates the rest of that stuff, great. But stay focused on your purpose, because that's where your life will compound. Your life will continue to grow once you leave here. Because guess what? The things that you left in this world, people will teach their kids, and their kids will teach their kids. And guess what? That's how your life continues to be compounded, man. I'm not going to apologize for being passionate right now. I know this might be too much for some of y'all, but to you listening to this right now, I know you need this message. I know you need it. And even if you don't know you need it, you need this message. This is a life-changing episode if you get it. Please don't spend 10 minutes of your life on this world that's not going to even think about you 10 minutes after you're dead. Write down that list. Write down that list of people that's going to bring the flowers to your grave. Right? Maybe they don't bring flowers. They might not believe in flowers, but you get what I'm saying. Right? I write out a list of people that's going to bring the ketchup to my grave. They know how much I love ketchup. Heinz, holla at me. They know how much I love ketchup, right? I love, it's my mom would buy my own bottle of ketchup. Like, I put ketchup on ketchup. I had my own bottle in my own house. That's how much I love ketchup. I write out a list of people who's going to bring ketchup to my grave because they know how much I love ketchup. That's the list of people, right? Those are people that really know me. I write down that list and I prioritize that. I prioritize it. I'm not telling you to neglect your other responsibilities in life, because listen, we got bills, we got all these things, right? We got to live life. But I promise you, man, when you get clear on what matters, everything else doesn't matter as much. The setbacks don't matter as much. You can smile through it. Trent, how are you able to inspire people when you're going through it? Because I understand what matters most. Trent, how are you able to push on, man, when you've been hit blow after blow after blow after blow after blow? How? Everything's keep coming at you this last month. How? Because I know what matters most in my life. And I'm very clear on that. And the older I've gotten in my life, the more clear I've become. I'm not interested in the things that feed my ego. I'm not interested in the things that feed my popularity. I'm not even interested in the things that feed my bank account. What I'm most interested in is the things that feed my soul, man. Because that's the foundation of your life, is your soul. What's the point of having profits if you can't have peace, right? What's the point of having everything in the world when you can't find sleep? What's the point? What's the point? So please, my friend, please get clear on what matters and who matters. And I'm not saying you disconnect from everybody else and you become this sheltered person. Don't take this message out of context, but get clear.
I told you don't die with your dreams a few months ago, maybe a year ago when I made that episode. And so you guys know that I truly believe in what I'm talking about. And me going to my mom, gravesite, and looking around, and I saw a family there. They had a picnic. There were two gravesites down. We kind of saluted each other. They had a picnic, and they were there, man. And I was like, dang, man, I bet you that person that they love that's passed away would be super proud and dope to say, man, that's dope, man. They came out here, and they still remembering me. Who's going, oh, man, it's about to bring tears to my eyes on this one, on this statement. Get clear on this statement, man. Who's going to still remember you when the world has forgot about you? Who's going to still hold you in their heart when everybody else has moved on from the trend of your life? And what I mean by trend of your life, right? Everybody wants to jump on the trend when it's trendy, right? When you die, people are going to be around your family. They're going to send you condolences. They're going to say, I'll do anything for you. You know, all that stuff that people just say without even thinking about. You going to do anything for me? Okay, cool. When it's 3 a.m. and I can't sleep, can I call you? Can I call you at 3 a.m.? This is a whole other episode I'm going into. We got to watch what we tell people out of just cliche statements. Me and my teammate Brendan was talking about this. There's so many cliche things that we say that we really don't mean. We say, I got you, but do you really? Do you really? I'll do anything for you. I tell people this. Hey, man, if I can do it, I will. You know, I appreciate everybody that told me, Trent, this stuff is going to suck. This is something you ain't going to never heal from. Because that's the truth. We live by all these cliche statements and we tell people all these things. And if you mean it in your heart, great. But just understand what comes with it when you tell somebody stuff. Because I told people, listen, I don't need you now. I need you probably 2 years from now. The way this world goes, I need you 2 months from now. When everybody has moved on past the trend, that's when I need you. That's when I need you to check up on me. When it's not popular to check up on me, that's when I need you to check up on me. And I'm not just talking about my situation, guys. I'm talking about life. I'm talking about checking up on your friends that is 2 or 3 years later when they've lost a loved one or they had something traumatic happen in their life. That's when you check up on them. Because just because the world has moved on, that problem, that situation, that loss, that grief still sits in their heart. It still sits in their heart. So if you got somebody in your life that's lost something, lost someone, I don't care if it's been 10 years, hit them up. Hit them up. Do that for me. Hit them up and say, don't even ask, are they good? Because we ask that question a lot. Of course, most people are programmed to say, I'm good when they're not good. Tell them what they need to hear. Tell them that you're thinking about them. Tell them that you're praying for them and actually do it. Because that's a cliche statement too. We say, I'm praying for you, but do you really say the prayer? We've all been guilty of it. That's why now I say the prayer before I even say I'm praying for you. And just know to everybody out there, man, that's dealing with grief, I feel your pain, man. I lost a lot of people in my life. My mom always says, like, man, Trent, you special because since you were younger, you lost people, your friends, and you just lost people. And she always reminded me how I handled it. Even before she left, my mom was like, I'm not really worried about you, Trent, because you got a great understanding of how this thing works. And I said, Mom, I do. So I still want you to be worried about me because, I don't want to get into that, man. But yeah, I do. I got a pretty good grasp of how this works. And I'm going to share this moment with y'all, man. And I'm going to end this podcast. It's just a surreal moment that I want to share with y'all, just being transparent because y'all are my people. And listen, from this episode, don't think that I don't care about y'all. Right? Don't think, oh man, Trent might be talking about, but I just understand that even out the audience, right? There's less than 1% and it's okay. It's life. It don't make people bad or good or whatever. It's just life. People have priorities. People have their own lives. It's life. I just want you to understand and get focused on what matters most and don't lose sight of that. Some of us, we chase what doesn't matter thinking that it matters just to catch it and realize that it doesn't matter and we lose sight of what truly matters. I want you to get clear on that. But I'll tell you this story as I end. So I went to visit my mom and I happened to, you know, I prayed to God. I don't even know like, you know, how everything works, but I prayed to God and I was like, hey, you know, I was talking to my mom. I was like, Mom, you know, like, let me have a dream about you. Let me just give me a sign, right? Just give me a sign. And that everything is okay, right? That everything is, you know, just some reassurance. I think in grief, you know, reassurance, and our reassurance for me is in my faith for sure. But that reassurance is a big part, I feel like, of the process of grief. So I was out there and I'm looking. And I was like, man, you know, I prayed talking to my mom. And I happened to look up. Right behind where she was buried, there was a big, like a big tombstone. And the tombstone had the last name of one of my friends, right? One of my close friends had the last name, really big. And I was going to send her a message and say, hey, like, do you know this person? You know, because I thought about her. It's like, do you know this person? I said, big last name. And her last name is pretty unique. So make a long story short, I leave and I'm driving home. And it's probably about 30 minutes later, I'm driving home and I'm playing some songs in the car. And I get a text message. And this friend, you know, we're close friends, but we don't talk every day, right? It's not like that. So to get a message from this person is, you know, I always say when they message me, I know it's something important, right? It's just that. And I make a long story short, so I'm drawing this out. I hear, you know, a ding on my phone and I'm driving. I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to look at it because I'm driving. And I see it on my screen, right? In my truck. It pops up and it's her name. And I look, glance down at my phone really quick and it said, hey, I'm just thinking about you. You know, I'm thinking about you. And that's all that it said. I'm just thinking about you. Because obviously a lot of people know what I'm going through. And that person was the same person that I was thinking about the gravesite, that I saw the last name. And that was a moment for me, man. I was like, wow. Like, whether it was true or not, whatever, it's what I needed in that moment. And I was like, man, it's amazing how that works so quickly. And yeah, man, I just wanted to share that with y'all. But I hope this message really pierced your heart. I hope this episode is an episode that people, I don't want to say the most popular episode because I don't want to get in a popularity contest, but I want this to be the most impactful episode to date because I think it's the most important one to hold near and dear to your heart to really get a grip and an understanding. And I just pressed play, y'all. Like, I just went in my, I'm actually in my guest room right now because I'm yelling, but I just pressed play. And that was all, like every episode, but from the heart, the depths of my heart, and I poured out, and I just hope that it touched your heart. Like I always tell you, man, it all starts with you. Thank you. Straight up.
Straight Up is hosted and recorded by me, Trent Shelton. The episodes are produced by Chelsea Harfouche and mixed and edited by Andrew Weller. Cameron Berkman is our executive producer. Straight Up with Trent Shelton is a production of The Hollis Company. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life, I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies, so many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.
Hey, you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no trend show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.